this week on Jags Wired. It wasn't easy, but the Jaguars found a way.
I promise you, bro, it's the top and we ain't stopped.
We look back at the Jags' overtime victory.
They tell me you're mic'd up today.
Oh, yeah,
so you got to keep me in line, all right?
I got you.
The biggest guy on the Jags' defense was Wired for Sound. You'll hear and see Calais Campbell's day against the Chargers. Plus,
I was tired and I was cramping.
We'll take a closer look at a game-changing play. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. EverBank, it's your money, make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
I'm telling you, bro, half of them mistakes, two of them mistakes would have beat the old Jazz team, bro. We better do it, bro.
The Jaguars recognized the speed bump that slowed them on Sunday, themselves, and clearly their intent on getting out of their own way. Hi, everybody, I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. Sunday's overtime win over the Chargers was a roller coaster of a thrill ride for the Jags. Twice in the final 2 minutes, the Jaguars turned the ball over. And twice, they turned around and took it back from the Chargers. This game had so many twists and turns and so much at stake, it left the fans' hearts pounding. And maybe yours too, after you watched this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
It is a beautiful day here at EverBank Field. The left coast meets the first coast. The Jaguars play host to the Los Angeles Chargers.
You gotta go crazy today. Go for the city, boy.
Let's get three in a row. Right now. And we have the house.
Josh Lambeau kicks it off.
All day.
And that is where San Diego will start. To give to Gordon. He is going to get hit. He's not going to get there. The Jags stuffed him. They got him in the backfield. He will lose a yard back to the 39. And the Chargers will punt it away.
I got to help me now. Hey, I got the fake punt on right here.
Okay.
All
right.
It's a fake punt. They snap it to Corey Grant. Corey's got the first down and more. To the 45. To the 40. 35 of the Chargers. To the 20. To the 15. Corey Grant on a fake punt. He's going to score a touchdown for the Jaguars. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Jacksonville, and the Jags strike first.
And then the speed of Corey Grant takes him to the house.
What a terrific play. Touchdown on the fake punt to Corey Grant. Dropping his river. It's a screen to the right side to Gordon. But the Jags had it defended wonderfully, didn't they? And they tackle him at the 39-yard line. Aaron Colvin back in the game and made a terrific play. Dropping the throw is River. Now he scrambles out to the right side. He throws it to Gordon. He is drilled to the ground. Jalen Ramsey knocked him down after a 2-yard gain to the 36. It'll be fourth down. Throws it out to the right side. Caught by Eckler. He stays in bounds. He stayed along the right sideline. He did not run out of bounds. It's going to be a touchdown. I thought the Jags were about to knock him out of bounds. Both Ramsey and Telvin Smith were over there. He tightrope the right sideline, and that's going to be a touchdown for Los Angeles. Mostly defense in the half. Chargers 7. Jaguars 6. 3rd and 3 here. Shotgun empty backfield for Rivers. Rivers drops. Looks. Fires it out to the right side. Eckler's wide open. Inside the 15, inside the 10. Eckler dives for the pylon. That's going to be a touchdown.
You got to get some points here, though. You got to get some points, though.
Here come the Jaguars. They started their 16. Got to get something going here. Trailing 14-6.
Let's drive. Let's go.
Dropping the throw is Bortles. Look. Fires across the ground. That's caught. It's going to be a first down and more. Out past the 40 is Mark Easley. Run out of bounds near the 45-yard line. A crossing route for Mark Easley. So effective for the Jaguars in recent weeks. Gets them a first down out to their own 46-yard line. Dropping is Bortles. Looks to the left. Fires again. Middle of the field. Caught by Allen Hurns. Got the first down and more. Into Chargers territory. Got it all the way down to the 35-yard line. Passing game is going now for the Jaguars.
It's a great catch by Allen Hurns.
Bortles steps up. Fires middle of the field. Wide open. That's caught by Mercedes Lewis. He's got it inside the 20. Tackled to the ground. Inside the 15-yard line. First down, Jacksonville. At the 14-yard line of the L.A. Chargers.
Give Blake some credit. He's doing the right thing.
Well, I'm not one to say keep throwing the football, but right now that's what's working for this Jaguars offense, and this San Diego Chargers defense just doesn't appear to have an answer. Keep throwing it.
Play fake. Blake rolls to the right. Looking, still looking. Fires into the end zone. That ball is caught for the touchdown. A touchdown pass from Blake Bortles to Marquise Lee for the score.
And did you see the job of Marquise Lee getting his feet down? Holy cow, Blake is just trying to buy time. There's no pressure on him, and Marquise Lee is coming back to him. Perfect job of the wide receiver working back to his quarterback.
He's going to roll to the right as Blake. Look, fires into the end zone. Marquise Lee had a catch. He contacted. He was falling down, but he made the catch. And the two-point conversion is good. What a play by Marquise Lee. He drops again against a four-man rush. Looking. He's hit as he throws. The ball is caught by Eckler. Inside the 40, made another man miss. Clemens puts it down. Novak kicks it up. And the field goal attempt is good. Novak has given the Chargers a 17-14 lead. They give it to Eckler again. Jacks hit him in the backfield. Telvin Smith has him this time. They're going to tackle him back at the 31-yard line. They will lose 4 yards. They're 3 out of 12 on third down. Dropping the throw is Rivers. He drops. He throws it deep down the middle of the field. Jalen Ramsey knocks it away. It is incomplete. And the Jags will get the ball back.
Let's go. Come on, Chad. Let's go.
Here come the Jags now. They face a second down and 4 at the 2-minute mark. Shotgun for Bortles. He drops the throw. Blake looks. He looks like he wants to scramble. Now fires to the middle of the field. The ball tipped. And it is picked off. Running play to the left side. They give it to Eckler. Ball is out. The ball came out. And the Jags are returning it. The Jags are returning it to Sean Gibson. Deshaun Gibson's going to run it into the end zone. Deshaun Gibson picked up the fumble and ran it back. And the Jags have taken the lead with 1:42 to play.
Holy cow.
Hey, that's how you get that fuck, what?
The ruling on the previous play of a fumble recovered by Jacksonville and returned for touchdown will be reviewed.
That touchdown, he went touch.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has been changed. There was a fumble. It was recovered by Jacksonville. However, the recovering player was in contact with another player when he recovered the ball on the ground.
They blitz. Blake drops. Looking. Fires toward the middle of the field, and that's going to be picked off. Threw it right to Boston. And that should be taunting as he runs out of bounds. Wow.
Well, you still got 3 timeouts if you're the Jaguars. It's not over yet.
3rd and 8 now from the 12-yard line. Inside handoff to Gordon. Jags will get him on the ground at the 15-yard line, maybe the 16, and Doug Marrone uses his final timeout. They snap it on 3rd and 5, dropping the throw is Blake. Looking, fires to the middle field, that's caught. Mickens has it. Can he get out of bounds? Yes, he can at the 35-yard line. Good work by J. Don Mickens. Caught a crossing route. First down at the 35-yard line of the L.A. Chargers. It is a 34-yarder from the right hash. The hold is down. Josh kicks it up. And the 34-yard field goal is good. And Jacksonville has tied the game with 5 seconds to play in regulation. Rivers will take a knee here. And we are headed to overtime for the second time in the first 9 games of the year.
We're going to fight here. Yes. OT. Overtime. It's on us.
You pick it, you get it all the way to the house. You got to take it to the house if you pick it.
Rivers drops the throw against a 4-man rush. Fires deep downfield along the left sideline, and that ball is picked off by A.J. Boye. At the 40, he's running it back. At the 45-yard line of the Chargers. At the 35, the 30, the 20. A.J. Boye at the 10-yard line. Dives toward the end zone. He's going to get knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line of the Chargers.
Phenomenal!
Brad gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And it is good.
He didn't hit it very well. It barely got over, but it is good. Lambeau is good from 30 yards away, and the Jaguars have beaten the Los Angeles Chargers at Everbank Field.
Unreal ending to the football game.
Somehow, some way, the Jaguars have won the game on a Josh Lambeau 30-yard field goal to win it 20-17 in overtime at Everbank Field.
But here's what I need from this team. All right, come back with some juice. You with me? Come back with some juice. Make sure you get rested up, get your treatment, come back with some juice. Great way to start the third quarter, all right? 1-0 in the third quarter, give a lot of credit. It's one hell of a team that we just beat. Break it down.
Family on me, Jazz on three. 1, 2, 3.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
Much respect as always, baby.
The Jaguars defense came up big against the Chargers, and Calais Campbell wore a microphone as they took the game back from Los Angeles. Plus,
even as a defense, we're very hungry to make plays.
We'll take a closer look at who made the play of the game and how he did it. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire. No doubt, 6-3 felt great at that moment. First place in the AFC South probably feels better today. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. When quarterback A.J. Boye and Travis Benjamin left the ground, reaching for Phillip Rivers' third down heave in overtime, it was anyone's ball. When he came down, there was no doubt. As you'll see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Rivers deep for Benjamin, trying to get separation. Benjamin, and it ripped away. A.J. Boye with the pick, has blockers in front. Boye at the 40, Boye at the 30. He's got Ngakoue in front. Boye at the 10, 5, out at the 2. A.J. Boye.
Looking in the back end, especially the DB unit, and even as a defense, we're very hungry to make plays because we know that, you know, the defense is going to determine how the game goes, but you know, the offense will bail us out plenty of times, but we control our own destiny, and we feel that we could really change the game.
He's a great leader in the room. His work ethic when he comes in the building every day, you know, not only on the grass, but in the classroom preparing. A lot of conversations going back and forth during meetings with those guys about things they're seeing on the grass, and to help us obviously play better in the back end.
During that play, I know Phillip Rivers seen me and Barry communicating about the route, and I just figured I was going to bait him because I know he really wanted to go for the D ball. And then when I seen the ball in the air, I just wanted to go get it.
You know, on this one, we're playing some split safety, which was big this week for us because of all the three deep beaters that we knew that they had up for us.
They didn't really go to gates, I don't even think, the whole game like they usually do throughout the past year. So I was like, all right, I'm going to bait him. And I kind of seen Barry on top, but that's Travis Benjamin. And I knew that once the ball was in the air, he wasn't going to get me as far as like the 50-50 ball, so I just try to make a play on it.
When you look at interceptions, a lot of the people that make the tackles is the receiver that the ball is being thrown to. So we constantly talk about that you got to make sure you block the intended receiver, and you can see it's come back right here. Church does an excellent job of coming back because he's going to be in position. Benjamin's going to be in position to tackle him, so he gets a shot on him. And then you can see the safety coming from the other side of the field, or Coven it could be, gets a block on him too to really release him. To be able to get down the near sideline. We talk about try to set the wall on the numbers. And A.J. does a heck of a job returning. He cramped up late in the return. Otherwise, I think we could have taken that one to the house and finished it right there.
I was tired and I was cramping. But I was like, if I pull a muscle, I pull a muscle. Hopefully, coaching them don't give me an ME for not scoring or even letting go that seven cut to get the go ball. But, yeah.
That's how we become a good team, and these hard-fought battles are here.
Defensive end Calais Campbell doesn't talk softly, but his play is remarkably similar to a big stick. See and hear for yourself next on Jags Wire.
Dropping the throw is Dalton. He's going to get sacked again. Here they come. They waited a while to get going, and now the sack exchange has got it going. Calais Campbell got in there.
That's Calais Campbell's 11th sack of the season, a career high, and one short of tying the Jags' single-season record. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Calais Campbell was a very expensive addition in free agency. but the Jaguars' game-changing defensive end has proven to be worth every penny. Decide for yourself after you watch this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. November football. Bless, baby.
Hey, man, you tell me you're mic'd up today.
Oh, yeah?
You
yeah.
got to keep me in line,
all right? I got you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, ball out, boy.
Love you. I gotta get the ball, man. I had it for a second, I lost it. Now, see, come on, I gotta get the ball. We get ready to catch up, though. We gotta catch a second win. We almost said we had a fumble over here, but I should have took it from him. Let's go, big drive. We born beast. We was born for this. Excuse me, sir. These sticks are wrong. It was on the 19. And it was on the 1 yard gain. Okay. Okay. My bad.
No, that's
all right. So this is how we become a good team. And these hard fought battles are here. We gotta earn it. This is what we show what kind of team we are. Our character when things aren't going our way. We jump on somebody's neck real quick when we get a big lead. This is what we do. This is what we do in practice. Do what we do every day. Thank you. Thank you. I gotta warm him up, baby.
Play to the left side. They give it to Eckler. Ball is out. The ball came out.
Run.
Deshaun Gibson gonna run it into the end zone. Deshaun Gibson picked up the fumble and ran it back. And the Jags have taken the lead.
Are you kidding me?
Somebody's playing the guy.
Are you
Somebody's
kidding me? Playing.
You know, I mean, I know how it goes. It has to be conclusive, though, but you never know. This is how we do it. Man, it's been bad. We ain't got a break all day. We got 3 timeouts, though. We got to be able to still push through and win these bad boys. So we ain't had nothing going away the whole day. But we still find a way to win it. Those are the best days.
Brad gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And it is good. Lambeau is good from 30 yards away, and the Jaguars have beaten the Los Angeles Chargers.
Much respect as always, baby. You one of the few Hall of Famers I ain't got yet. I wish I got you today, but stay blessed. Hey, Russ. Hey, run the ball, bro. Man, I let you get the best of me today. I felt like that. I had you like twice.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, when you win them two, if you make them count, you still win the game.
Right.
Nothing will I wear today, but we found a way to win the game. And that's what a good team does. Huge win. Huge win. Duval!
Coming up on Jags Wired, we show you 2 things you might have missed late in Sunday's game.
Pick up some bologna and cheese. I'm going to go out the back way. All right, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive home. I'm going to listen to some music. Don't listen to the NFL. Don't listen to scores or anything like that. Go home, pet my dogs because we won.
Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone's post-game celebration is as even-keeled as he is. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Late in the ballgame on Sunday against Los Angeles, there were a couple of key moments that you might have missed, but Jeff Lagerman didn't, and he explains it in this week's Hidden Gems.
Late in the game against the Chargers, 2 critical plays with the Jaguars needing to tie the game up or win it. And one of them is a 2nd and 10. Let's jump into the tape. And on that 2nd and 10, Allen Hurns is running a crossing route, and he takes a vicious hit to the lower body. And at this juncture of the game, you don't have a timeout left. So Allen Hurns either has to use a medical timeout where there will be a 10-second runoff, or be courageous, and he does the smart thing. Great awareness. He crawls off the field to avoid a 10-second runoff. But on the very next play, as time is winding, Jadon Mickens runs onto the field, and he comes out there in late fashion. You can see that he's trying to communicate with Marquise Lee, because honestly, I don't think he knows exactly what the play call is. He's looking to Marquise for help. Look at the motion there by Marquise Lee with his hands, telling Jadon Mickens exactly what the play is, and you can see that Jadon Mickens is late getting off the ball, and he is the primary receiver on this crossing route. He makes the catch and converts this third and five and gets out of bounds, which leads to the Jaguars tying this game up and sending it into overtime. Two huge plays in this game.
We're back on Jags Wired next week when we look back at the Cleveland Browns game. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the Jaguars' huge win at Everbank Field. Good night, everybody.